with each election cycle, more and more voters are not showing up at the polls, choosing instead to mail in or drop off their ballots before Election Day.
My name is Jackie Payne, and I am a resident of Lansing, Michigan, Ingham County, and a registered voter. I have, to my knowledge, never missed a vote since I've been eligible to vote.
And Payne has been voting absentee since she turned 60 and qualified automatically for an absentee ballot. That's one of the six reasons under Michigan law that people can use to qualify to vote absentee.
And there's the ballot. So, let's see, official ballot, general election, Tuesday, November 4th, 2014, Ingham County, Michigan, City of Lansing, Ward 4, Precinct 37, that's me.
By the time Election Day rolls around, as many as a third of the voters participating in Michigan elections will have already cast their ballots.
We are definitely having an increase over what we had 4 years ago in the last gubernatorial election.
Chris Swope is the Lansing City Clerk. He says absentee voting this year almost certainly won't match what comes in during a presidential election when interest is higher and more people vote, but he says interest in voting absentee is growing.
We're definitely seeing more people requesting absentee ballots, and it seems like we're having a pretty steady stream of mailed applications, faxed applications, scanned and emailed applications coming in.
Swope's office participated in an experiment launched this year by the state Democratic Party to make it easier for people to submit their absentee ballot applications electronically using a website to email or fax applications.
We've got to do a better job. The internet just wasn't invented last year.
State Democratic Party Chair Lon Johnson says it's part of his drive to get Democrats who don't turn out for midterms to still participate. Johnson says his party is reaching out to voters not only to get them to apply for absentee ballots, but then to fill them out and mail them in.
We've identified those folks. We're messaging them. We're knocking on their doors. We're making the phone calls. We're sending them AV applications. We're going to work to turn them out. If we do that, we win. If we don't, we lose. It's that simple.
Republicans also have an absentee voter program. Both parties keep track of requests for absentee ballots and will try to make sure voters get campaign literature, maybe a phone call or a home visit before they fill out their ballot. Darren Littell of the Michigan Republican Party says the GOP targets registered voters on their list who score high as loyal Republicans but have a spotty record for showing up at the polls.
If we can get a voter to send in their ballot now, then that's one less voter that we have to focus on Election Day.
And political operations targeting absentee voters will certainly play an even bigger part in future elections as more voters choose to vote early, especially if Michigan one day joins the 27 other states and Washington, D.C. that allow no-reason absentee voting. Because, especially in low turnout years, close and even some not-so-close races could be decided by the ballots cast before Election Day. For the Michigan Public Radio Network, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing.